It's summertime, Ron.
Oh, feeling it.
You are feeling
I'm feeling it.
Wow, it was warm today.
Oh my gosh.
It is summertime.
I'm not meant to be warm.
No, we are not built to be in this heat. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast Hot Tub. It's your boy TJ. I'm here with Ron, and we are sweltering in the summer heat, enjoying summer vacation, and we are feeling good. Thanks for joining our podcast.
Dude, and you're back. Last week, we talked about you were spending some time in the motherland.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you have a full report for everybody.
What you're hearing tonight, folks, is a very relaxed TJ. I haven't read the news. I haven't done anything but swim and get sunburned and play tennis and eat. That's nice. I mean, like, that's I've been a week of nothing but relaxation. So I'm feeling chill. Oh, yeah, man. But it was a great trip. Utah is very different from California. People are not so, they're very aware of COVID, but either like there's a lot of rebellious people who would not wear masks up in Utah.
Like, what's the person? So you spent most of the
time. It's like 50-50.
Really?
When you go to a gas station, nobody would wear a mask. Like, it was like if I would walk in with one on. And people would treat me like I was like a terrorist.
Like you were a leper.
Like they were looking at me like I was going to rob the place. Why is he wearing a mask? He's probably going to rob us. No, it's COVID-19,
okay, brother. Okay, but what's the distinction? So walking into the gas station or being out pumping your gas? Because I got rebuked.
Walking in.
I got rebuked last week for filling up my car as I'm at a pump by myself. I'm not closer to 15 feet away from anybody. And yeah. I just climb out to fill up my car and... An older gentleman got out of his car, and I was talking to my wife, and he started yelling at me for not having a mask on.
That guy's a dork.
Again, and if I had gone into the store, would have put my mask on.
His yelling is violence.
Yeah.
By yelling, he is projecting his sputum into the air for you to now be infected with this COVID-19.
Oh, man.
So, in fact, he is in the wrong. If he's so worried about your mask, he should not be yelling because he is actually creating the situation.
I just felt
to
triggered.
Bombard you with it. You should be triggered.
See, it's this weird like blend of things where, you know, we have a society where like everyone's triggered and then we're told not to be triggered about certain things. And it's just a hot freaking mess.
So I do have to make a confession.
Please.
So everyone in Utah was like either 50% like, fully afraid of COVID and was like compliant and doing everything right, or totally rebellious and like, I'm not going to do anything. My relatives, my family there are fairly compliant. I mean, very compliant.
Okay.
Not even fairly. Like they are very compliant, very worried about it. And they're very about social distancing. We go visit my in-laws. We sit outside.
Yeah.
We're in open air. We don't share utensils if we're eating. Like, you know, I mean, like even serving spoons, like everyone's wearing gloves, right? Like they were very serious about it.
Right.
Which is great. Well, we'd love to torture them because while we're in Utah, we went to this pizza buffet.
No. Gross.
And the shock and horror that we got from people when we said, yeah, we went to the Pizza Pie Cafe, which is like, the cheapest like pizza.
Is
buffet.
It like a CC's sort of thing?
Yeah,
exactly. Or like the Pizza Hut buffet when they used to have the big.
So they have a salad bar and like all the different kinds of pizzas and a pasta bar.
Okay, and so by contrast, like you and I went to a restaurant. Father's Day weekend, we went to a Brazilian steakhouse.
Awesome place.
They still bring the meat over to the table, but for the salad bar, we had to like check boxes and they would make the salad for us and it was disgusting and terrible.
Right.
So, and again,
I
like
to make my own salad.
Okay. That's
salad
what I
bar.
Wanted to ask you.
Yeah. But the only thing it's so bad. Excuse me. Let me clear that COVID out of my throat.
Not funny.
Okay. So it was so bad because they required just, gloves and it was self-serve. So, like, I was really compliant on that, but then when I watched, most people were not putting on those gloves, and
gross.
I was like, no. Dude, it was a bad decision.
That's so bonkers.
But it was so funny to tell people because, like, they just were completely freaked out.
Well, like, contrast it to here, when we go to our favorite gas stations that have the styrofoam cups and things like that,
yeah,
they don't even keep them at the soda fountains anymore.
No, you can't.
You have to get them from the cork behind the station.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I want you to finish reporting on your Utah stuff, but,
sure.
But I need you to be, I need you to tell me if this was a total Karen thing.
Okay.
That I did. I went to a gas station. I got a soda, but I was jonesing for like a treat. And so I wanted to do a milkshake. And you know those milkshake machines they have at gas stations?
Dude, you got one of those?
I
no one's ever had one
I
of those.
I wanted to try it.
Yeah. I've never seen anyone
and
get
I
one
just
of those
said,
ever.
I
the
said,
for real shakes.
Yeah, so I went and got it. And
Hold on. We need to hear from our sponsor really
okay.
quick.
Diet Coke. There you go. So I get one. I go to check out, and they're like, well, we have to make it for you. You're not allowed to make it yourself.
Then it's not self-service.
And they're like, and there's three things, like runny, normal milkshake, and super thick.
Yeah.
Just for everyone's future reference, if they have to make this decision, go for super thick. Because I thought, I want to drink this, so like obviously if it's a milkshake, we're going to stay in the middle, right?
Right.
Wrong. So I say, okay, well, as long as it's like milkshake consistency, I'll stay in the middle. Oh yeah, it's fine. It's perfect. Hands it to me. I look at it, and it's the consistency of chocolate milk. So it's just really cold chocolate milk.
Uh-oh, somebody call the Wambulance.
Well, and so I looked at her and I just said, this isn't a milkshake. This is chocolate milk. I don't know how to tell you. That's the middle setting. Well, you told me it was a milkshake and you and I both know this isn't milkshake. I don't know. And I said, so like, is there literally, you're telling me that I'm just up a creek? Well, you can talk to the manager if you want. Whatever. Like just, and that was the attitude I'm getting. I'm like, I said, I'm trying to be clear. Like, I don't want to drink chocolate milk. This looks gross. You're telling me there's literally nothing you can do. It's like, if you want to talk to the manager, that's your business. And turned and walked away. And so, like, she looks back at me, and I just opened up the trash can, and I just threw it in, and I walked out. I didn't talk to a manager or anything. But
did you pay for it?
I had already paid for it.
Oh, man.
So, like, I ate the $3, but I
can't. You did.
I didn't
want it. You wanted to eat it, and then you were forced to eat it.
Yeah.
Without the pleasure.
I just didn't want chocolate milk. Yeah. So I'm okay. I'm not like Karen level. I'm feeling very sensitive about not getting branded.
I think this is one where, yes, you did not get the product you expected.
Yeah.
But it probably still tasted good, right?
It really didn't.
Well, then it wouldn't have been good a milkshake anyway.
So
listen, it's the same ingredient. It's just the viscosity,
no,
the consistency.
I completely disagree, because if you get a Jamba Juice, the Jamba Juice, when it comes directly handed from the barista or whatever we want to call them, versus something that sat in your car and melted and turned into juice, is not the same thing.
That's a good argument.
Okay.
I'll take that argument, Counselor.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, so this is a real first world problem we have right here.
Oh.
Your milkshake didn't bring the boys to
it
the yard.
It didn't bring my boys to the yard. No. That's for freaking
and
sure.
So, like, here we are talking about you. Am I being unreasonable by calling and complaining and wanting the manager like a Karen?
I didn't ask for the manager.
Oh, thank you.
I just said, there's literally nothing you can do.
I thought you did, and I really lost some respect.
No. I wasn't going to do it, but I thought it was a fair question to just say.
It is. I mean, listen, you can ask somebody if you get a garbage product, right?
Like, really? We kind of, this was not as advertised, lady.
Right. I understand.
Okay.
But she's making $5 or, you know, $15 an hour, $10 an hour, whatever the minimum wage is in California these days.
I feel like it's 33 in California right now.
47.
Absolutely.
Right. She's making $47 an hour. I don't know. It's just, it's.
Which is why
customer service, you should not expect any at a gas station. Any food item you buy in a gas station already comes
okay,
with.
Okay, this might be on me.
This could be garbage. This one is on you. I'm sorry.
Okay, but can I just say this?
Okay.
Okay. I'm willing to eat like nachos from a gas station.
Oh, I was just going to ask. What else do you eat from a gas station?
So my threshold of self-acknowledged gutter palate is very low.
What is the worst thing you've eaten from a gas station that you actually liked? Like the thing that would be most like, shocking.
I went through a 7-Eleven hot dog phase.
Oh.
It was like two hot dogs for two hot dogs and a soda for $3.
Yeah, that's a low one.
And then, like, would drive my truck there and load up, and it was a quick lunch if I had to get back to class. But haven't been back down that road. I feel like the older you get, the less your digestive system
can handle it.
No.
Today, if you did the two hot dog and a soda deal, you wouldn't be podcasting right now.
No.
Yeah. You'd be blasting.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like someone who goes to, like, a pizza buffet during COVID.
Right.
Right.
Someone who's lactose intolerant. At that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, man.
At a high altitude.
Who picked it?
Oh, my kids. It's their favorite place.
Okay.
They have Oreo pizza.
Oh, okay.
And cookie dough pizza. They're not eating real pizza.
Oh, man.
That's the beauty of Utah. Their food's really crappy. Like, not very good. The vegetables and things, and just not that fresh compared to what we get in California.
Right.
But they make dessert really well. Like, there's something about it where, you know, if sugar's the only drug that's legal,
right,
they do it right. I think I had dessert like every day of the week.
I always laugh when I see people ordering like sushi and seafood from Utah.
I'm
like,
yeah, well, I think anything not on the ocean, you shouldn't be doing
seafood. Yeah.
Like, when you fly into Denver, you're like, oh yeah, I'll take this wild caught halibut. Ugh.
You're like, you know, that's like at least a day on a truck.
At least.
At least. And they probably went somewhere else before that.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm not doing sushi.
No.
Outside of the coast.
No. So tell me about the rest of your trip. So you did a pizza buffet.
Yes.
Like a savage.
Yeah, that was the best.
Okay.
And then we just had a family reunion. It was great. One of the funny things that happened is, I can't tell the story.
Well, yeah, you can. Of a friend of a friend. Wink, wink. If you're one of the people who listens to the podcast, don't tell anybody what you're about to hear.
So, I got pranked by my son.
Yes.
And, well, what happened was something like really scary happened for him the other day.
His girlfriend.
Before he pranked me.
His girlfriend's pregnant?
No, he's 13 years old. I'm joking.
He's 13 years old. He's
a great boy. No.
So, unbelievable. Insensitive.
Referee,
you're out.
Really sorry.
Yes, okay.
Apologies okay. to your wife and son. So my youngest son is getting ready to go on the trip to Utah, and he's packing his bags.
Yeah.
And he picks up his backpack.
Okay.
And a prophylactic falls out.
Oh no.
In front of my wife, and his face goes white.
Oh.
And it turns out it wasn't his. He didn't even know it was in there. It was a backpack that he had gotten from his dad, and it was like leftover from his stepdad.
Oh no. Oh,
I guess
no.
They shared a backpack when they were together in Europe last summer.
Oh, no.
So he has this thing, and he's like, they're laughing about it because, you know, at first it's shock, and he's like, am I in trouble? This was not mine. I'm so embarrassed. I didn't even know it was in there. Because, yeah.
Oh, so, dude, that is hysterical. So then I finish your story. Then I have the horrifying backpack story after you.
So, so he, he decides he wants to prank me with this said prophylactic.
Right.
And I go to get in bed the first night we're in Utah, and I pull back the covers.
Right.
And it's laying in there in the guest bedroom of my mom's house.
Oh, no. No.
And I'm like, gross.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
So he decided to prank me.
Yeah.
With he took this prophylactic, this weird off-brand condom.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Right.
Oh, and by the way,
it was
not to interject or ruin the
size
story.
Size medium, of course. Just kidding.
Okay, that was my second question. The first question is like, aren't there certain things where like you go name brand?
Yeah, you don't you don't go with the dollar store
item
where you really want to be safe.
Or the gas station bathroom version.
Have you ever purchased one of those?
Okay, so a priest Priestcorm trip?
What?
Okay.
As a teenager?
Yeah. Stop by. I think we were going through like Valley of Fire or something like that.
Yeah. So this is a church youth group, 16.
Well, and there were also two guys who got stoned on the same trip. So like this is very Christian, my youth group.
Very good boys. Yes.
But like we just thought it was hysterical because we hadn't seen anything like this. And we go into the bathroom and there's like stuff that glows in the dark. And all we can think of, because like little nerdy boys, is lightsaber battle. Like, come on. How that's the, and just like seeing what everyone would purchase or what they would think, or what do you think that's for? And this is before like the internet was massive. So.
Sure. We had nothing.
We had no idea.
We had no idea. We just saw weird adult things. We're like, that seems interesting.
Yeah. I that's one of those interesting things too, with like my kids were like, you want to have two talks with them, where you wait till you're married, but you also want to give them the second talk where it's like, don't go off brand when it comes to contraceptives.
Right.
Or if you're going to take a, don't ever take a naked picture of yourself. Or if you ever take a naked picture of yourself, don't ever put your face in it.
No, I'm not even leading with that one.
But it's,
I know that's a smart thing to do.
Right, but these are the things going in my head.
Oh my gosh, when are you going to have that conversation with your kids? You psycho.
I don't know when the right time is to have the conversation. We've decided, though, that we do need to
have that conversation. I just realized I'm going to have that conversation.
Right?
Gross.
I know.
Okay, so I guess it's when they get a phone. No, I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it. Because what you focus on expands, and I know this sounds like completely naive and stupid. And you probably do need to say this at least once.
I feel like I do. I feel like I have to say, like, you're... And part of it, too, was I worked at the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Right.
And so I've had to read through as much as you can in the circuit that we were in about, like, child stuff. And so I'm like, don't ever do this, because even if you're 16 and whatever, you're going to jail, and whoever you send it to is going to jail. It's so a hot mess. But let's keep it happy and live. Yeah, yeah. You roll back the curtains, you roll back the bed. Is it you and your wife standing there, or is it just you?
It's just me. And so I go in and I pull back the covers because I'm going to go into bed, and I'm in my brother's room at my mom's house. It's not my room. It's all his stuff everywhere, right? So, and I'm sure he was the last person to stay in there.
Right.
So when I pull back the covers and I see this old beat up.
No way. Condom, you're thinking like Bro Montana had a good time last time he came to visit.
I'm like, what is he doing in here? And why is he leaving? That's so gross, man.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm like, wait, I'm sure my mom had changed the sheets.
So now you're starting to think.
Who's pranking me here? This is gross.
Oh, good. Your mind went to prank. Not that your mom.
No.
Okay.
No. My mom's sending me a message. Don't have any more children, TJ.
Oh, gosh.
No. But it was such a great prank.
Oh, my gosh.
And I
guess.
Good
for him.
Yeah, I was proud of him. Because it was really shocking and gross.
Like, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then to hear the story about. It falling out when he's packing in front of his mom. My wife, my god! And the embarrassment he had, right? Like that is just so great. It was so funny.
Oh, we need to like take that to the next degree and just start putting things in his backpack for him to like have it fall out, or like work with him and be like, what are the. Put a butterfly knife in there, have him drop it out. Like
No. No weapons, because he'll take it to school by accident.
No. Well, no one's ever going back to school, first of all. Number two, it would be something...
Over my dead body.
It would be something where we coordinate with him to arrange the accidental dropout just to see how your wife reacts.
Right. So this is an announcement for all our Fat Dad followers here.
Yes.
At least this one Fat Dad will be sending their kids to school, first day of school, regardless if it's homeschool or at the school. And they'll just be trying to get the free Wi-Fi off of a Starbucks or something that's close by with their Chromebooks and just going to be doing school in the parking lot. They're going no matter what.
Oh, man. Yeah. We've talked about it before. Our children attend the same elementary school, and we've already decided, like, if they might have to just go sit on the curb in front of the school for 6 to 7 hours and just... We'll pack them a lunch. We'll give them a Chromebook. We'll give them a chapter book. And
good to go.
We'll be here to pick you up at 3.
Yeah, they're going to school.
Oh, yeah.
I'm praying. Come on. Let's get this right. Come on, please. Please.
No, I mean, that's such an amazing story. I had a friend who had a similar thing happen to him and was just beyond embarrassed. he was traveling international, and there's some airports that are just really, you think the U.S. is uptight about its security. There's some countries in Europe that are even worse, and he was going through security, and they started berating him, and they said, "Sir, you were advised to take out all of your liquids and toiletries and things of that nature and put it in a separate bag." He said, "Yeah, I did. Here's my separate bag. What's the issue?" They reach into his bag, they fumble through it, and they pull out what can only be described as a shower, like a travel shower size shampoo thing, but it's a clear container, but on the side, in big black Sharpie and capital letters are the letters L-U-B-E. And just holding it up in front of the people he's traveling with, and his face went like 30 shades of red. It was amazing.
That is so embarrassing.
And
but you know what's so embarrassing is the wacky like marker L-U-B-E, like the creepy like handwriting. Like,
right.
Like you just don't even, that's another, he doesn't have a name brand one. Like he can't just go.
Or
he's repackaging
or it. Better yet, like. I'm going to know. I'm going to know what's in this travel size container. And
this was one of your friends that you were traveling with?
Yeah.
Without their spouse?
He had just been on a trip. So there was nothing like nefarious with it.
Oh, okay.
And again, like.
Who travels with lube anyway?
I don't know.
Dude, anyone who does is definitely like an interesting person to talk to.
Again, interesting. Airports, they're really just doing a. Saving our lives one way or the other.
Dude, I that's the only good thing about this COVID situation is that I've traveled for work and I haven't had to been on a plane since February. This is the longest I've gone ever without getting on an airplane.
Oh.
It's bizarre.
So you drove to Utah then?
Yeah, we drove. It was awesome. No traffic.
A lot of cops on the road?
Tons. Watch out, folks. Yeah, but you know the beauty of the freeways in Utah is that you go through California, then Nevada, then Arizona. It goes like 70 miles an hour in California, 75 miles an hour in Nevada. You get to Utah, it's 80,
yeah.
Which equals 90, right?
Right.
Add 10 always.
Always.
And so
you look fly. Suspicious if you're not.
Right, you fly through that state.
Okay, but do you know what the problem is? And it's the same problem. And
truckers.
You already know it. It's not even truckers. Mm. It's like it drops down back to, I think, 65 when you hit Beaver.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a coworker
right outside,
driving to
exactly.
Park City
yep.
During Thanksgiving. And I said to them, like, hey, you're driving up? Yeah. Be careful when you hit Beaver. And they thought... Like, okay, what are you talking about?
Like,
is this an animal? Are you making a joke? And I said, no, that's their only revenue in that town is just speed traps. You will see three or four cops as you go through Beaver.
Right.
And sure enough, like, they didn't get pulled over, but.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Actually, I had this thought while driving on this 10, 11 hour drive, right?
Right.
Through all these desolate places. There are places that I don't understand. Like, we drove through Baker, California.
Right.
Baker was 117 degrees.
Oh, is that the Baker? Or
it's
is it Baker?
Death Valley.
Baker is the giant thermometer, right?
Yes, the giant thermometer. I think it was 117 when we were going through. It was so hot.
Right.
And you look at these small towns and, like, you know, you're all through the desert, you see these little things. Why? What is the thought process? When I see it, I always go through, like, what life choice do you make that makes you end up in the boilerplate of, like, you know, I mean, just the volcanic, like, heat, like, plateau of nothingness that is some of these cities.
Well, and it's depressing, too, especially Baker, because there are some housing tracts out in the distance, but there isn't a grocery store.
No, there's nothing.
It's an Arby's, Burger King, the alien jerky place, the giant thermometer, and a Del Taco.
It is a stop so people can get gas.
And a motel.
Food. It's like an oasis thing, right? Like,
where your car breaks down.
Yeah. Like the only people that stay in that motel in Baker, are people who have their car is broken down and there's no rental or anything, right? Yeah.
We almost had to stay in that motel. When I was a kid, our minivan broke down outside of Vegas and we're like, oh, we'll just keep going and... They didn't have the parts we need, and so this was when things were less safe, and so we're in this minivan. My mother and my youngest brother are in the tow truck, and it's my father and my three other brothers and myself in the minivan. It's not on, obviously.
Right.
The windows are rolled down a little bit, but we're just baking, and we're fading in and out of consciousness, just sweating as we're going. It was the most disgusting thing ever.
Yeah.
But so you're on this trip. That happens. What else did you guys do while you're up there?
We watched a lot of people set off fireworks. So remember last time we talked about like what are the laws?
Yeah.
There are no laws other than there were where we live on the east bench of Utah County, and there's a line where you have to like you can't shoot fireworks beyond that line because it is a fire hazard.
Right.
But like the whole county we had the view sitting up high. We could see fireworks for days, and the big ones, not like little things.
Oh my gosh!
Like, it was like everyone had their own, you know, Macy's 4th of July, you know, like parade spectacular or whatever in their backyard.
Bums me out because our family
was awesome.
Tradition, and here's why it bums me out.
Yeah.
Selfishly.
Yeah.
For the last, we've been in San Diego, I think, for 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
And we always go to the Costco parking lot that's near Legoland.
Right. You can watch them.
And
right.
We watched Legoland.
But there probably weren't any, right?
There was none anywhere.
Yeah.
No
fireworks?
I could not find a single show.
Oh, wow. We had the most epic fireworks show because they had three cities and they were timed together. So, like, we could see three cities, big ones going on. Plus, everyone's, like, little ones that were going on that were big ones anyway. Like,
right.
It was like, I've never seen it before, actually. Like, that many fireworks. People must have spent, like, thousands of dollars on. I don't know how much those things are, but I assume they're probably $50 for some of those bigger fireworks.
And right? As soon as we have, like, 100,000 listeners, I'm going to be one of those people.
Yeah. Challenge everybody.
Thousands
share
of
the
dollars.
Podcast.
Please share the podcast.
Give us a review.
Because all I want to do is buy fireworks.
We're going to buy fireworks.
And
yeah, we need actual real sponsors, not just your dad, your mom, and my dad.
But we're still grateful to them.
Yeah, of course.
Oh man, so no one blew up their hand or anything like that?
No, no one. I didn't. We didn't. We just watched. Our kids didn't really weren't that interested in doing it.
Isn't that weird? Because the last few years we've been going to Legoland for those fireworks.
Yeah.
They watch for a couple minutes, and then it's like. Okay, what are my cousins doing?
Yeah, they're not that interested. It's like they're like we see cooler things in video games all
right.
the time.
And I'm still in awe. I'm like,
yeah,
dang,
that's yeah, cool. Yeah. I don't think they're as interested. I think everyone that's buying these expensive fireworks and launching them in their backyard are over the age of 35. I would suspect that's the case.
I wonder if there's going to be a fall off in the fireworks industry post that group that people our age. If the people underneath us, millennials, and the people below them are just disinterested.
Yeah, I really worry about those Chinese fireworks.
I do too. I do, dude. No, I love fireworks. I love going to Utah and having it like on every corner. It's everyone's fundraiser.
It was really cool. It was really cool.
Oh, that's so awesome. Anything else fun going on? So half and half on the mask thing.
Yeah, that's freaky.
And
wear your mask, everyone. There's no reason for you. You're wearing your mask to protect other people. It's not about you. It's about being kind to everyone and just wear your mask. If we wear our masks, we'll get this over with. I mean, that's an easy. I'd rather have wear your mask than what we had with, you know, our governor who told us we had to shelter in place for 3 months, like 2 months. It was insane.
I see. I don't even think that worked. I don't think there was too many carve outs was the problem. Like, nothing was ever really shut down in California.
There were a lot of things. A lot of people worked. It wasn't shut down, but everyone worked from home. That was corporate.
I don't understand, and someone's going to have to explain this to me one day, like, how a country like New Zealand is basically their kids are going back to school, how France only has, like, 450 active cases. And I know our population's bigger. I understand the math there, but... How are people already done with
it? We are that culturally uncompliant, I think, is what we're learning. We're just like, we're the, you know, don't tread on me, like born free or born die, you know, die,
yeah.
Right? Like
yeah.
Country. This is our perfect storm. Like we will die on this cross, right? Like literally. And like, I'm all with everybody that's like mad that like, hey, I don't want the government telling me what to do. Like if I have to do another shelter in place situation, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
Right? But there's some easy things. If we can just do the easy things, let's just stick with it, man. Let's just do the easiest.
Let's learn for some other countries. South Korea seems to have it figured out.
Yeah, and they just wear masks. And you know what? There's no law there. They just do it because socially they don't want the shame of like getting other people sick. So they're just doing it because they're kind.
I mean,
they don't
just want the public care about shame. People.
Yeah, and they like.
I can't fathom what it would be.
They care
like.
About people, but they also care about their family's honor, oh. right? Because like, you don't want to be the guy who dishonors your family.
See, you're we just care to, about our family's freedom,
right? Yeah,
and pick up trucks and
that's right,
American flag,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Oh man,
yeah.
So yeah, our 4th of July was pretty tame in that regard.
No fireworks.
No fireworks.
The only fireworks were in your bathroom the night, or the morning after.
We did drive by the beach because I just wanted to check it out to see if people were social distancing.
Sure. I bet it was packed.
Oh, it could not have. There wasn't a place for another chair.
Gross.
And all I could think of was, yep, it's going to get dicey in the next few weeks.
Right.
And sure enough, it's been really, really dicey. In fact, like this wasn't in California, but in Texas, did you hear the story of the 30-year-old kid that went to a coronavirus party? So the host of the party
had COVID,
but was asymptomatic.
Yeah.
But invited everyone over like, hey, I got COVID. If you want to see if this is a hoax or whatever. And the kid went to the party and got it and died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be the buzzkill of the podcast, jeez. But holy Moses. I mean, there's not a more dumb thing you could do.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That is really terrible.
I don't understand why college kids think people are lying. And 30 years old, you should kind of know better.
I think a lot of people think they're lying, right? It's because nothing's been made sense. The data doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right? To your point around like the number of cases we have here and in other countries.
Right.
And we've got mixed messages from the CDC and the World Health Organization and, sort of flip-flopping. And then we have the politics. This is all because we have a presidential election happening in November.
Yeah.
We're getting smashed on either side. And both sides are using this to push an agenda and to really kind of get, I absolutely believe both sides are escalating in weird ways.
Yeah.
And like no one seems to be sane. Yeah. And that's why no one trusts this, right? And that's you see this level, even though it's so real. To your point,
yeah. Right? And I agree with you. By the way, the last two presidential elections, no, the one before that. So the McCain one, and then the last one. I actually did vote for Brother Romney in that election. But for the other two, I did a write-in vote for one of our other sponsors, my father.
Oh, good for you.
I think he would have done a nice job.
Do you take pictures of your write-ins? That's probably illegal, right?
In some states, is illegal. In fact, like Nebraska just passed a law saying that it was legal. It was illegal for a long time.
Yeah.
And yeah, the rationale behind it is, they make it illegal so that an employer or someone else can't require you to bring the photo to show you who it is. But it impedes your freedom.
Right.
We need the freedom to do our ballot selfie, and you can't tell me what to do, dang it.
Right. So, I mean, we've already kind of touched our toe in politics, and I know we don't want to go there, but I do.
No, I'm just saying vote for my dad. There's nothing controversial about it.
Vote for your dad.
Yeah.
Vote for Ron's dad.
Yeah.
Or you really got to think about voting for Mr. Kanye West.
Right?
Come on. I mean, we wouldn't be a podcast if we weren't talking about Kanye West running for president this week.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like a Wakanda-style government? Did you see the article in Forbes?
No.
He has all of these demands that are unbelievable.
Lay it on me.
So, Kanye West, right? What did he say? He's running for president, maybe? Is that right?
I think he said he's doing it.
That's crazy. Okay, I have this article. Let me show you.
Okay, what are his key platform initiatives for candidate West?
Okay, so, number one, we'll get to his platform here, but like, there's some interesting facts. So this is all from the Forbes article that came out this last week called Kanye West Says He's Done with Trump, Opens Up with White House Bid, Damaging Biden, and Everything in Between. So if you want to read it, Forbes, it's probably a very popular article. So, like, here are some of the top things that came out of this interview that make it very interesting, right?
Okay.
So, number one, he no longer supports Donald Trump. He's taking the red hat off, right? So that's kind of interesting since he was such a insane Donald Trump supporter. He admits he's never voted in his life.
Hey, that's honest.
It's very honest, right? Like, it's pretty crazy.
So what's better, though? Because, like, I've also met the people there was a elderly sister missionary in my mission who announced she's from Tennessee, and when she gets her ballot, she sees where the R is and just goes do
right all the way down.
And so, is it better to be that person who just doesn't research the issue, or the person who just abstains?
So, a non-vote is a vote in some way, right?
Fair.
You're kind of just giving up your proxy, right? Like, I'm just you're I don't know. I think consciously abstaining is probably different than just forgetting, oh wait, I forgot there was a vote.
Yeah.
Right? But I think you can conscientiously abstain from voting. Like, you don't want to give the election any legitimacy. Like, I'm not participating.
Right.
Right. If you have those sort of like anarchist views.
Right.
Right. So I can understand that. So it just depends what his motive is. If it's just, or what the background is, right? The context. Was he just, you know, too busy drinking champagne and I just clubbing?
You probably didn't care.
Right. So, yeah. So he's not so political. That's interesting.
Until now. Dun, dun, dun.
He says, he was sick with COVID-19 and back in February, so he's had COVID.
Oh, he was one of the first.
Yeah, very, very early. Of course. He's always a trendsetter. he's very suspicious of any coronavirus vaccine. He said, terming vaccines the mark of the beast.
No, did he really?
So he's
really?
An anti-vaxxer, which is like a big low mark for me. Yeah.
Can I be, I feel like that's one of those, everyone's allowed to have their own opinion.
Right.
There are some where like, I will even tolerate flat earthers. Like, okay.
Really?
I've never been in outer space. You do you. And flat earth isn't hurting a collective society.
No, it's just it's giving us entertainment.
Yeah.
Like hilarious documentaries on Netflix.
I mean, I had another friend who dated a gal who believes that the lost city of Atlantis is real and out there. And you know what? You do you, and that's interesting, and you're open to like wonderful things.
Yeah.
But the anti-vaxxer stuff is just...
Well, the problem with it, right? And I get it, because there have been... So just so you know, there is a history of in the United States and in the world where... serious conditions came from bad vaccines. So there's conditions like Guillain-Barré syndrome and things.
But we're very far removed.
But we've had a history of that. So I understand people can be somewhat suspicious. But yes, the vaccines that we've had for a very long time have eradicated polio. They've taken away
measles,
all of these.
Measles, gone.
Yeah. Right? And there's areas of the world that don't have the vaccines in Africa. They're trying to get rid of them, right? Like in Somalia, where there is no government, no real state at this point.
Right.
They actually still have polio there, which is pathetic.
Ugh.
Right? It's just crazy. But yes, there are certain ones that the established ones that we should be, and you're actually not only endangering your child, but you're endangering other people,
right?
Like that potentially, and it's the same with the mask situation that we have to wear. Just wear it so that you're not hurting other people.
Well, and there's a small fraction of people who do have serious allergies to vaccines. So like, they're the ones who can't. It's like we're getting vaccinated to protect those people.
Yeah,
and I can appreciate that.
Yeah,
but anyway, like that's one of those issues. I just don't think it's kind of like racism. There's just like, well, there's no, well, let's see what the other side has to say about this. No, no, no.
No.
Not good. Not good. So, anyway, okay, so what else is Kanye into?
He also believes that Planned Parenthood has been placed inside cities by white supremacists to do the devil's work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
very anti-abortion, obviously.
We're not going to get super political on that. So I won't go down the route. There's quotes from people who founded it. I do think there's a service in educating people, and I'm staying away from the abortion stuff.
Right.
Where like some of the founders said some things where they would definitely be in the cancel culture crosshairs.
And
nowadays,
we're well within the third trimester of this podcast. So we don't want to
kill this
topic.
We are going to stay away from that. But the whole point being like, cancel culture is just crazy right now.
Oh, no, it's so insane. It's still scary.
So Planned Parenthood, anyway, keep going.
Yeah, let's move on that one. Okay, the best thing he said in this Forbes interview is that he envisions the White House organizational model
to
be based on the secret country of Wakanda in Black Panther.
Yes! Oh my gosh, that, yes.
A Wakanda-style government?
I don't even know what the, so let's, did he elaborate on that anymore?
Oh, well, he does. He goes into it. But I, it was, the rantings were just too confusing for me, so I kind of skipped over it.
Is this, wow.
I mean, I guess there is going to be some alien technology that comes to power us.
Does that mean, like, when he gets into power, that we're going to have opportunities for other people to challenge his right to the throne?
Oh,
and there's going to be like a battle royale for that?
They had that right in the movie.
Oh my gosh. And then that's going to pave the way for The Rock or John Cena to be president.
Well, totally. But you know what's going to be the way you challenge to become the leader is you have to do a rap battle.
Oh my gosh. Right? Yes.
We're going to have beef going back and forth. The Republicans and Democrats
with
are going to go back and forth.
Oh my gosh.
With diss tracks. Yeah. So the Republican rappers are going to have to come and fight off the Democrat rappers.
Oh my gosh, a Wakanda style
great
government.
Yes, Wakanda forever.
I love the Black Panther movie.
I'm all
for it. Whatever that means.
If anyone is planning to abstain on their vote this November, just vote for Kanye. Just to give him a little bit of like credence, like just to give him like a little glimmer of hope. There's no way this guy's going to even take like 5 votes, right?
Yeah. And oh my God.
I do love his music though. He's a great rap producer.
He's a very creative soul.
He is. And not to make it light that Kris Jenner would be like 3 feet from the White House, which is frightening. Kris Jenner is so scary.
Okay. She would basically be the modern day Cheney, like
pulling
all the strings.
She totally would be the Dick Cheney, just like in the background, they're doing like evil things and like, you know, like sending her daughters on like state missions just to like make them mad or like,
if anyone's going to bring peace in the Middle East, it's going to be like Kim Kardashian.
Well, like the episodes of like the press conferences would just be episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Do you know how much better that show would be right now?
Dude, West Wing meets Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like this mix up, like
the Kardashians,
this has to happen.
West Wing edition.
Yes. You know this is going to be on the first episode of Saturday Night Live when it comes back. It is. There's no way they're not going to do this as a topic.
Oh my gosh, I would watch this.
For sure. Oh my gosh. We got the E Channel is already making promotions for this.
I mean, vote your heart and your intelligence and what you think is the right candidate for you. But if you don't know, please consider Kanye West 2020. Because we desperately need new TV programming.
Although, honestly, remember when Kanye, during the Katrina hurricane situation, they did that big fundraiser,
right?
It was like this celebrity fundraiser on like all the national networks, and people were donating money to help people with Katrina,
right?
He gets on there and he's standing next to Mike Myers, and Mike Myers is telling these jokes, and then Kanye West gets all mad and says George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh,
and
no,
like just goes off. And like, I mean, he is such a fun like firecracker. We've already had that with Trump.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Like, I'm kind of done. So, like, that's the downside.
See,
and he just says what's on his mind. Like, when Taylor Swift was accepting that Video Music Award or whatever on MTV, and she got the award, and he didn't think she should have gotten it, and he ran up on stage and grabbed the award and said, like, this award needs to go to somebody else.
Oh, my God.
It would be just another, like, 4 years.
Can you imagine him, like, going to the UN and, like, Israel's talking or something like that, and he just goes up to the front and interjects, I know Israel has a lot of good points, but I really want to hear what the Palestinians have to say. And he would be such
I can't do either. All the candidates, I'm like, blah, help me.
Yeah.
And so it's tempting, but we're insane. It would be insane. The world is over when Kanye West becomes president into 2020.
You said something, and we can kind of end it on that, but just kind of something that's been bouncing in my head as of recently.
Yeah.
Is the poor people in society who are named Karen. And for people who don't know, Karen is now the word. So in the same
well,
way,
you are Karen.
The same as exactly.
You're milkshake Karen.
I'm milkshake Karen. The same way that people say like "okay boomer" to describe someone who's out of touch.
Karen. I use Karen it all the time.
Is now the gal, the meme, the person who always asks to see a manager and is never happy and is just always complaining and whatnot. The fact that like that is now the, I don't know if I would like if my daughter is 8 years old. If we had named her Karen. I think we would have to change your name.
Oh, seriously. Like, honestly, and that's such a normal name. I mean, like, I can think of names that would be terrible for kids, right?
Yeah.
Like, naming your boy Weenus or, you know, or like, naming your girl
Weenus.
Eunice. Like, I was just thinking, I grew up in Korea with a lot of girls were named Eunice because it's a Korean name plus, like, it works in, you know, the Western world, right, in the U.S., and so there was a lot of Eunices and a lot of Eugenes. And I always thought those were kind of awkward names. Yeah. But like there was a guy named Weenus. And I was like, that can't be a real name.
Well, that's amazing.
That's terrible. But you're actually getting a little more clever. Like,
No.
Our modern world is destroying names. Like Karen becomes a meme.
But that triggered like a family story. My brother was little when he was very little, probably 7 or 8, and is getting familiar with how to spell things and initials and knowing what bad words are, and he turns to one of my brothers and says, "Oh, your initials are. Wouldn't it have been funny if your initials were this? Then it would have been a swear word. Ha ha ha
ha ha.
So he's like, ha ha ha. That it might have been a swear word. And my other little brother, without missing a beat, turns to him and says, "Oh yeah, well, mom and dad almost named you." Peter, Ezekiel, Nathaniel, Isaiah, fill in the blank for the last name.
Yeah. Satan.
Satan. Sure. We'll go with
Satan.
That. Smith.
Satan.
Peter, Ezekiel, Nathaniel, Isaiah.
That's terrible.
And he just, you could see him doing the mental math of like checking the initials and then just giggling like a schoolgirl. But the other one is I remember a colleague whose daughter was born. And they named her Katrina, and that was like 2 months before the hurricane.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was unfortunate, but I don't think people remember that one as much. Are there any other names out there that have just been ruined by society and norms and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. My daughter had a speech therapist, and her name is Alexa, and she's like 45 years old.
No.
Yeah, so you have this woman who's been living for a long time with the name Alexa, who is now like where everywhere you go. One of my favorite things to do is walk into rooms and just go, "Alexa, set an alarm for 4:30 a.m. I just do it all the time, just randomly in people's houses.
Oh, people hate you.
Oh, it's so great. The next day, like, let's just put it on the podcast over and over again. "Alexa, set an alarm for 4:30 a.m. "Alexa, set an alarm for 4:35 a.m.
I did that once on a family vacation. It's when you used to like call to get a wake up call.
Right.
And everyone went down to the beach and I walked into my parents' room and called the front desk and said, "Hey, I have to catch a flight tomorrow. Could you please give me a call at 4:30?
Right.
And called 4:30 and then I don't even remember.
Right.
Next day we're in the car and our sponsor is just like really irritated.
Right.
And everyone's like, "What's up? What's up with him?" Well, he got out, and my mom's like, "Oh, he got a wake up call at 4:30 in the morning and really laid in the person at the front desk." And I just lost it in the back seat. And I believe I owned it. And if I didn't, then sorry, Dad. You're finding about this.
Well,
now.
It's funny because I think it's really a crapshoot with names for children. Because like you never know like when your children's name is going to be like the hurricane that kills a lot of people, right? We were just talking about Katrina. That was a bad year for anyone named Katrina, right? Major bummer. Or like let's say you know there's some serial killer or you know like say you named your kid O.J. Simpson after the great football player and then he turns out to be like, you know,
that's always the danger. And for that reason, I don't think you should ever name your kid after a celebrity.
Right?
Yeah. Like all the little Kevin Spaceys running around. Wouldn't want that moniker.
I was really, little Harveys. It's a bad year for Harvey.
I was a big admirer. Harvey Weinstein Smith. Oh my gosh.
That is so bad. That dude bad. Is
evil. But yeah, so and for that reason, let us...
But remember, like, in the 80s, there's always... I was just thinking of another name that would have been so annoying, right? Because of, like, some cultural significance.
Right.
I remember in the 80s, there was that song, 8675309. Jenny. Don't Jesse. You lose my... No, Jesse's girl was the other one. Jenny, that was Rick Spiegel.
Okay, gotcha.
I think it was like Tommy Tunatone or something. Like, I can't remember.
I know what you're saying.
But there
saying
was the Jenny. And then, so anyone said the name Jenny, someone would sing 8675309. Yeah, so dumb. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of it. Oh, Chad. I think
Chad is the new one, right?
So Chad's the new, if you're a bro or you're a frat guy. The guy who went to the COVID party, probably a Chad.
Yeah, you're Chad.
Just a little bit reckless, a little irresponsible.
Yeah, Chad was also a bad year, a name that was not fun when George Bush was elected, Jr., the younger one, the first time. Remember against Al Gore, the hanging Chads? It was like, it was.
I don't think people even know what that is anymore.
Oh, come on, people. Am I this old? Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, geez.
No, but Chad's not a good one. In Germany, I don't know if Adolf was.
Yeah, Adolf went bad.
But that one went bad.
There was a year that Saddam probably wasn't such a great name.
That's fair. That's 100% fair. You just have to cross your fingers that there isn't a dictator that takes it.
Yeah, the next dictator of North Korea is going to be named TJ or Ron. I think that might happen.
It's probably going to be TJ, though. Your Korean is a lot better than mine.
Yeah, no.
Oh, how bonkers would that be?
We're in an upside down world right now. So Kanye West is running for president. We've got COVID running through the world.
We got Karens running around the country.
Karens all over. We got murder hornets. We've got Amazon owning everything in our lives. Alexa, set an alarm for 4:37 a.m.
Oh, man. And on that note, let's just try to survive another week and have a few giggles in between.
Sounds good. Good to see you, Ron.
All right. Take care,
everyone.
Talk to you next week.